844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two, Greg Vogue, John Burton's show. John is off today. Got some television duties with Impact Wrestling, and he'll be back in here tomorrow morning. So, I thought I'd ask the voice of the Predators at Pete Weber Sports on Twitter to just hang and be a guest co-host this hour. Pete, good morning.
Good morning to you, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you finally make it home yesterday?
We got into the house at about 12:45 this morning.
Now, where were you? What were you doing?
We were in Buffalo and Rochester, New York, and I was able to actually call one plate appearance of a Major League game for the first time in my life, a regular season Major League game with the Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers. And the guy who the last several years, as he made the ascent through the Blue Jays organization from the New Hampshire Fisher Cats to the Buffalo Bisons a couple of years ago, I saw him hit his first AAA home run then. And I was hoping he could recreate that. This was his second plate appearance of Friday's game against Texas. He quickly fell behind 0-2, and then the most thrilling, maybe, plate appearance I've ever called in my life, he drew a walk.
Well, you probably wish that thing would like foul like 14 balls off and full count and, you know, just have a rain delay in the middle of it.
Yeah. I would have accepted that.
Stretch it out. Well, congratulations, Pete. That's you've done a lot of things, but getting to call a Major League Baseball, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, all those AAA games, and by the way, with the sponsor here and everything, were you able to wish Larry Schmitto a happy 81st yesterday?
I did yesterday. We did. And as a matter of fact, I got my grammar, and Mike called me last night, and his wife, Mike's mom, Larry's wife, caught me on it because someone had said, talking about how Larry Schmitto is one of the more underappreciated figures in Nashville sports history. And when you start putting together a Mount Rushmore over the past 50 years, you know, he's in the conversation, right?
Absolutely.
And the guy who called had said that, I think it was Kenny the mailman, said, I couldn't agree more. Which means, well, why couldn't you agree more?
Correct.
It's like I could care less.
I love that one.
Yeah, I could care less. Well, then care less then, yeah. Okay?
I mean,
I butcher the English language, yeah.
I have other troubles. I have people who experience good success. Now, bad success is a horrible thing.
Jumbo shrimp, I don't know.
Jumbo Fisher.
Yeah. So, anyway, Pete, I wanted you on because really there's not much news coming out of the Predators these days. And there will be
later in the week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's just go around the horn with it, just sort of starting the offseason moves. Victor Arvidsson traded out west, and certainly Victor Arvidsson, what he meant to this franchise on the ice and off it, he really became a crowd favorite.
Did he ever? I mean, and still, this is the guy who owns the single season goal scoring mark for the Predators with 34. I mean, that's, I think that gets overlooked, amazingly enough, for a guy who, and really during the period of time when Peter Laviolette was the head coach here, he said without any hesitation that Victor Arvidsson was the guy who drove the Predators' bus. His energy, his scoring capability. So, yes, he's gone to the Los Angeles Kings now, rather than be lost for nothing in the expansion draft because David Poile suspected strongly that Victor was going to be the Seattle Kraken's choice coming up, tomorrow?
Yeah, and then Saturday, defenseman Ryan Ellis, 10 years, very much another face of this. So the number one pick back in 09, 10 years, 562 games. But anyway, just turned 30, missed 41 games the last couple years. The Corey Perry cheap shot in the Winter Classic, I can't hold that against him. But Ellis traded to the Flyers for defenseman Philip Myers, forward Nolan Patrick. Patrick then flipped to Vegas Golden Knights for Cody Glass, a young 22-year-old former first round draft pick, the Vegas' very first round pick. So just all of that, and it's just sort of the way things happen in this world, business wise, isn't it?
Yeah, and it gets confused, of course, when you're stocking a new team, and that adds, I think, another layer at least to the intrigue, or if you will, the drama, as all of this begins to unfold. And so, yeah, now with Pekka Rinne's retirement last week, and with the trade of Ryan Ellis, Ryan Ellis and Roman Josi were tied for being next in seniority on the roster. So now it's Roman Josi all by himself.
Then the next layer of news comes with who the teams could protect. They had to turn that in by Saturday night. Had to be approved and then released Sunday morning by the league. Protected Philip Forsberg, Tanner Janot, Luke Cunning, Alexander Carrier, Matthias Ekholm, Dante Fabro, Roman Josi, Philip Myers, who they just traded for, UC Soros as well. Most notably, not protected, Matt Duchene, Ryan Johansson, Callie Yarncroke, Nick Cousins. Certainly, they could only pick one. They being Seattle, could only pick one. But interesting to see. And I go around the league, and there's some eye turners that are out there. Most notably, I would say Carey Price. But let's focus on the Preds for a second.
Yep.
Just this group of who they protected and who they didn't.
And that's a gamble. You know, but the thing is, though, as you mentioned, you can only lose one. And I think the problems many general managers had 4 years ago when the Vegas Golden Knights were assembled was everybody was trying to wrangle a way to really protect more than what they were allowed, in spite of the fact that they could only lose one. So I think that's changed a little bit of the chemistry going into this. And that's why, David Poile protected an asset by getting two draft choices for Victor Arvidsson.
Well, you mentioned it, the expansion draft tomorrow, the draft this weekend, free agency actually starts a week from tomorrow.
Right.
And you got to think Mikael Granlund's going to be back in the fold. I just think it's a perfect fit for him and the team.
I would think so, yes. To me, there's not a question there. Whereas going into the last truncated season, the 56-game season, there was some question as to whether or not he would be back because he was totally into the free agent mode. But then again, the economics that came part and parcel with COVID and the shutdown and the flat cap almost dictated he did come back here. But I think he's happy here. I think Mikael Granlund has played very well under head coach John Hines. So no use stopping that.
Certainly the news, I think, is Carey Price waives the no-move contract clause in his contract.
Yep.
They've got a young goaltender that's the heir apparent there. He's 36 years old. Seattle, his wife lives in Washington State. He's from, I think, British Columbia.
Yes.
And you see, how could they do that? Well, certainly, Marc-Andre Fleury did that for Vegas, didn't he, right after his run with Pittsburgh. So, all things pointing, Carey Price starting out in Seattle?
I would not be surprised, but it does seem that they're going to go with somebody younger, not over necessarily over a choice of Carey Price, but Chris Driedger, who was a very good goaltender the last year plus for the Florida Panthers. It looks like he is going to be signed as a free agent by Seattle. And in this year's setup, that would be the equivalent of being their expansion draft selection from Florida. So I'm looking for that to maybe get announced tomorrow.
Well, and is that different than the way it did it the last time around with Vegas?
A little bit, because it wasn't that you didn't have the ability, I don't think, to sign free agents who would count against the player you needed to lose.
We had Barry Trotz on last week, of course, was here for that expansion draft when the Predators came online, and he said, man, I would have loved to have had the rules then that Vegas and Seattle have now.
Well, when the Preds and Atlanta Thrashers and Columbus and Minnesota all came in, you effectively got a chance to choose somewhere in the realm of the 15th, 16th, 17th, player on their rosters. And now you know, you can get the 9th or the 10th, and what a difference that is.
Pete Weber with us. He's not a guest. He's a co-host. We have put him to work. Coming
as
up,
I was working on this show last night at Midway Airport in Chicago.
Yeah, I bet. Anyway, you were working trying to get on that plane to get home. That's what you were doing.
Well, that was part of it, but that got a little frustrating.
Yeah. Pete Pranica, we're doubling up on Pete's this hour. Pete Pranica. Yes. The
Notre Dame Pete's.
That, and you know, we had Beth DeBush, the Notre Dame grad, on last hour.
Very good.
What? Pete Pranica went to Notre Dame?
Yes.
Well, I don't.
We weren't in the same class. He was a few years behind me. He's a younger man, but yes, he did.
Wow, I didn't know that. We have OD'd on the Irish today. It's but Pete will join us at 10:25 this morning. Talk. He's the TV voice of the Grizzlies. Of course, we carry the Grizzlies game. Usually we have Eric on because he's doing the games on our station. But from time to time, we've had Pete on as well. And just a great follow on Twitter, by the way. I keep up with what he's doing. So we'll talk about that.
On top of that, we think it's applicable here because he happens to be a Wisconsin native. And maybe Wisconsin gets its first NBA title for the first time in over 50 years tonight. Yeah, without a guy named Kareem in the line. Or at that point in time, he was still Lewis.
Well, if he's a Wisconsin guy, he's got to be a fan of my Brewers, right?
Absolutely he is.
Okay. Well, that'll be 5 minutes right there, Pete, okay? You can just go get you some coffee or something.
Okay.
And by the way, the only time they ever went to the World Series was 1982, and I went to all seven games. I've already told everybody who cares and everybody who doesn't care that if they go to the World Series again this year, I'm gone. And I'm pulling for a White Sox Brewers series. That way I can get go up and stay at Craig Leopold's house right there and just get a cheap Hampton Inn right in between. And I'm in great shape.
So let's see. Maybe you should even commute from Rockford between the two sites.
It's too far west. I'm thinking Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva. Nice setup there.
Yeah. Playboy Club's closed, right?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
For quite some time. Those were the days when we were talking, I don't know why we got off on that, the Playboy Clubs in Chicago and New York and Lake Geneva. That's where all the famous people hung out. So.
Oh, yeah.
Another news item, and certainly there will come a time in our lifetime that this won't be news, but
correct.
Predators, you know where I'm headed, Predators prospect Luke Prokop yesterday made history, becoming the first player under contract to an NHL team to come out as gay. Of course, the Predators with Sean Henry, the CEO and president, and David Poole, their supportive comments as well. And like I said, one of these days it won't matter.
I'm looking forward to that. And I the bravery shown here by a 19-year-old who still has not played professional hockey, I think, is absolutely incredible.
Well, and also the statement coming from Gary Bettman, who actually spoke to Prokop by phone about it. And, of course, third-round pick and 2020 73 overall has been out just in the Western League, right, in Western Canada?
Right, with Calgary, the Calgary Hitmen. You're talking about wrestling and John Burton. That franchise was named after the Hart family, the Hitmen.
Really?
Yes.
You are a wealth. I'm unwealthy. You're a wealth of not of and unhealthy. Pete Weber with us, the voice of the Preds. What else is going on here, Pete? I mean, we've run around. Did I leave anything out with the news of the Preds? I think I went all the way around the horn, didn't I?
I believe you did capture everything there. Yes.
Preseason schedule came out yesterday.
Yes, that came out yesterday.
Two home. Is that Marina right? Two home, four road.
Right, because of the alternate years where they play that day-night doubleheader. Mm-hmm. With two different rosters against Florida. Those are in Sunrise this year. And next year, likely they repeat by coming up here. But I tell you, there's nothing like the crowd in that first game. I remember a few years ago, it was a Tuesday afternoon in Sunrise. And it wasn't even friends and family there for that first game. But then again, at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, what are you supposed to do?
We got a lot of that this past year, didn't we?
Oh, did we ever. That's why it is such a great thing to see. Greg, they said they would allow 3,500 into the Stanley Cup final games in Montreal. Those must have been the fattest 3,500 people they could find in Quebec, because that was much larger a gathering than that.
And I guess everybody's just open now. I know we're the thing's not over. Obviously the Delta variant and everything that's coming along with that, but it's not over. It's going to be interesting. I don't know that you guys have come to any conclusion about that. They're still talking about with me and TSU, am I going to travel or not?
Yes.
Because right now, I mean, you're looking at, I just use my Brewers as an example, Brian Anderson and Bill Schroeder. They're doing all the home games. And whenever Brian leaves to go do his CBS/TNT duties, they're still remotely doing the games, the road games back at home.
Right, and my buddy Greg Brown on the Pirates.
Yeah.
He and John Wehner or Bob Walk, whoever the assignment might be that day, I'll watch them on the extra innings package and on road games, see them sitting in the studio, throwing it across to their so-called local host.
Downstairs, right?
Yeah.
And then, John, did you hear the John Sterling home run that wasn't?
Yeah, but I mean, that's understandable to me. Yeah. Totally understandable.
Yeah, I mean, I was just my little part of the world doing a TSU football game remotely, and we've got a big 100-inch. It's a great setup, but invariably you're at the mercy of the camera, right, when you're doing a game. And there was a pass to the corner of the end zone that the TV didn't catch. And so one of three things happened: pass interference, incomplete, or touchdown.
Yeah.
And so when I saw the player come running out and he was jumping into the arms of his players, I went ahead with it. I rolled out a touchdown call, and I was right. I didn't see it, but I rolled one out.
That, you know, sometimes you just got to take the best available guess.
It'd been my luck. It'd been a pick six.
But, Greg,
the other
way. This year, oftentimes, you know, we were prisoner of the local producer-director, what shot he is going to give all of us. And close-ups of players' faces don't really help me a lot.
And are you getting more when the Preds are on the road? You're getting more of the home team too, right?
They've been better on that, but yes, you're correct.
Yeah, it's we'll talk a little bit about it with our next guest, Pete Pranica. I guess for Bally's, he's been doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, yep. That's so Pete's been doing that. I mean, virtually all of us have. And even if you watch some of the earlier Cup playoff games, for the most part, the NBC people were either at the studios in Stamford, Connecticut, or in their homes, all wired up, sort of like I am right now.
Well, you know, and it's hard for me to go to my TSU producer and in charge of the network and say, hey, I want to go on the road, and when NBC isn't.
Yeah, that does kind of knock down your argument.
Yeah, you know. Pete Weber with us. He is the voice of the Predators at Pete Weber Sports. You can follow him on there on Twitter. Now, who do we have coming up next, Pete?
Mr. Pete Pranica, who is going to be talking about the NBA final, and it could be final tonight with the Milwaukee Bucks at home going against CP3 and those others who were greatly favored, the Phoenix Suns. But the Suns find themselves down 3-2 heading into Game 6.
Certainly some Grizzlies conversation as well and everything. And we'll just find out what's going on down in Memphis, too. Hey, we'll just talk anything on this show.
Sure, we can tour.
Yes, we will. Pete Weber with us coming up next. The Grizzlies, the TV voice, Pete Pranica, right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable worker. work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be partly sunny with an isolated shower and thunderstorm, the high 88. Partly cloudy tonight, low 68. Sunshine Wednesday, can't rule out a stray afternoon shower and thunderstorm, the high 92. Utilizing the resources of the Willabug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Bernal.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Remind you again, Braves baseball got rained out last night. They've moved that to a doubleheader tomorrow. These are Central Times, of course. Today we'll have the Braves at 6:05, 6:20, the first pitch. Tomorrow, 11:05 and 11:20. All these are Central Times. And then a doubleheader with the Mets, 4:05 and 4:20 tomorrow night. The makeup of that, and just looking at it, because the after this, the Braves go to Philly for four starting Thursday. Then they go to the Mets again for five, a doubleheader Monday. So they got 12 games in 10 days starting today. Two with the Padres, four with the Phillies, five with the Mets. And then they come out of all of that and they play my Milwaukee Brewers, the Central Division leaders as well. Pete Weber with us, John with the morning off. Pete Weber is our guest co-host. And although we've had this guest on the show before, we do carry the Grizzlies. Most of the times we have the radio voice, Eric Hasseltine, with us. But Pete Weber, introduce our guest.
This gentleman is a fine product of the University of Our Lady, the University of Notre Dame, Pete Pranica. He has worked around in the NBA, but for the last number of years has been firmly ensconced as the television voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. And really, excuse me, it makes no difference what the name of the network. Now it's Bally Sports, but he's been the guy there with us. Pete, you tell us you don't know where Brevin Knight is this morning, because I will understand. But tell us where you are and what you've been doing of late, aside from some soccer.
All right. Well, I'm on the 13th green of TPC Southland right now.
All right.
I'm looking at a birdie putt, but it's probably about the better part of 40 feet. So I think I do know where Brevin is. I think he's on his way to Las Vegas. His son, Donovan, is playing AAU basketball. So I believe that's where... I believe that's where he is headed at the moment. If he were in Memphis, he would be on the golf course with me right now. So,
Wow, I was on at the gate last night with a bunch of kids from the Compton AAU team as they were traveling the country.
Exactly, yeah, and I hope folks in your listening area might make the trip to Memphis to see the FedEx St. Jude Invitational World Golf Championship event the first weekend in August. The course is in fantastic shape. In fact, this is the last time I'll get to play it before they close it down for the tournament. So it's in tournament shape, and the course is in tournament shape. My game, not so much.
I thought, hey, Pete, Greg Pogue, how you doing?
Hey, Pogue, how you doing?
Hey, so this isn't a qualifying round for the tournament?
No, most certainly. I played in the pro-ams, which is great fun. Yeah. But no, this does not qualify me for much of anything.
You know what? I just realized I've got a full house on the show today. I've got three Notre Dame grads. Last hour, Beth DeBush, the commissioner of the OVC. So I've got three Notre Dames and two Petes.
Well, and the other thing too is Beth DeBush and I are both from the Green Bay area.
Ah. Well, let's bring it on home. Understand you? I am a huge Brewers fan,
and I was just in the park about a week ago.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they lost to the Reds.
1982. Just show you, I went to all seven games of the World Series.
Oh, God bless you! I was a freshman in college, and was listening to them on the radio and cheering like crazy. But big Robin Yount guy.
I was only 14 at the time.
Yeah, I'm old. Okay. Yeah.
No, I drove myself there, okay? And
I was already working minor league baseball, okay? Yeah. So let's get the age in here.
Yeah, but hey, you mentioned Robin Yount, my favorite player of all time. No doubt about it.
Well, you know, one of the things I've seen on the internet is, you know, Robin gave a very candid interview. Somebody asked him, what would you tell a young Robin Yount? And the response he gave, I know there's been a lot of attention paid, rightly so, to what Giannis said about, you know, thinking about the past and the present and the future and all that. But Robin Yount said something that I thought every baseball player, every pro athlete really should hear. He said, you know, I have to give it my all every single game because there might be a kid in the stands who saved their money. It might be the only chance to see me live. So I better bust my butt every single day I'm on the diamond because that might be the only chance that this kid gets to see me live. And I think that's a great lesson.
I tell you what, I got to see Ja Morant live a couple times doing the TSU games when they played Murray State, and I even thought then that his game was more suited, although he was heads and, you know, shoulder above everybody on the floor. I thought, man, this has got an NBA. This is an NBA guy. Just the way he handled himself, handled the ball, everything that he could do with it. What a fun guy to call. You're getting to see that, and of course get Jaren Jackson happy and back and healthy and all that stuff. But first, Ja Morant, just watching his evolution these first couple of years.
Well, he's been sensational. I mean, we knew that he was going to be really good coming out of Murray State, but I don't think we understood just how good he could be at the NBA level and how quickly he could be that good at the NBA level. And that's the thing. The other piece of it, too, is, and I've even said this to referees, I said, you're going to see something that you've never seen before. You know, like when he tried to dunk over Kevin Love, and one of the referees looked at me and he just shook his head. I said, I told you so, you know, because he has that type of ability, has that type of confidence. And I think he's just starting to scratch the surface of how good he can be. And I think once he gets his jump shot to be more reliable, particularly the three-point shot, he's gonna be a real handful for a lot of teams. And I think there's all-star potential for him, certainly.
Well, watching the NBA final, and that's why I called you on here, Pete, to think that the last time a fellow named Louis Alcindor was the pivot for a Milwaukee Bucks championship team, and now to see them on the verge, perhaps, of doing something that I recall most vividly in the, 77 final, when Philadelphia won the first two games and then Portland came storming back and won the next four. Looks like that might be the formula for these Bucks.
Could be. I mean, certainly I think their physicality has worn on Phoenix. I know both teams are lacking finals experience by and large, with the exception really of Jay Crowder for Phoenix, but you know, most of Phoenix's guys, they're not used to this. The Bucks have been in Eastern Conference Finals and deep in the playoffs. I think that that plus the fact that they have home court advantage, but barring an incredible shooting night from Phoenix, you know, an incredible game from Chris Paul like he had in the closeout game against the Clippers in the Eastern Finals. This is probably Milwaukee's championship to win. They're going to be at home. The building is going to be absolutely insane. And so, I mean, the deck is stacked in their favor, but still you have to go out and you have to play.
Right.
You know, and you mentioned, you know, with Chris Paul, does it feel a little bit that a little bit he's running out of gas here in the last few games? I mean, still the number Saturday, 21 points, 11 rebounds, solid, but he's not been that kind of playmaker off the dribble. And maybe the Bucks defense have a lot to do with that. Holiday over him, they'll put Middleton over there on him as well, but it just seems like he's hitting a bit of a wall right now.
Yeah, there's speculation that he might be injured, that there might be a wrist issue with him. I mean, he is long in his career. We all know the Father Time is undefeated, and he's just, his body's put on a lot of miles. I mean, it's the first time in the finals, but he's played fairly deep in the playoffs most years in his career, and he's been very durable. He's been one of the guys that, look, I don't take games off. Don't load manage me. I want to play. And maybe that's taking a little bit of a toll, but on the flip side, Drew Holiday is an outstanding defender. I've always been a Drew Holiday fan wherever he has been. I think he's a great player. He's a great character guy. And for Milwaukee to win tonight and to close this out, I think he's going to have to produce offensively as much as he produces defensively. Giannis and Middleton can't do it all. Speaking of Notre Dame, you know, maybe Pat Connaughton hits a few threes. Yeah. That would be really nice. But, this is not a walkover for Milwaukee. I mean, Phoenix is really, really good. And Monty Williams. Oh, wait, another Notre Dame contact.
Yes. Oh, my Lord.
He's a really, really good coach.
And when I watch these teams go at it, and thinking of Chris Paul, and I know this was the other side of the coin 50-plus years ago, but Oscar Robertson was no spring chicken with that Bucks championship team.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Chris Paul could come up with a 30 and 14 assist game tonight. I mean, there's no telling, because certainly he understands the gravity of the situation, and he did that in the Western Finals. And I think that there's probably another good game in him in there somewhere. But Drew Holiday is going to do his very best to make sure that he doesn't get there.
Pete Pranica with us. He is the TV voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, and Pete Weber. Co-host this. I guess I owe you lunch for this, right? This is actually work, right? you're at union scale on this one, okay?
Okay.
All right. So
which union?
the poor people union in the radio. Jaren Jackson. I guess his status for next year. I mean, you got to think he's back 100%. But man, they sure missed him this year.
Yeah, they sure did. And I think when he came back, the timing was a bit of an issue. And when his timing is off, he fouls excessively. And that is an issue that the Grizzlies are doing everything in their power to work with him to be better defensively with his feet and less so reaching and grabbing all the time. So, the potential is there. But, I mean, his seasons have been broken apart by injury and the bubble. What exactly where he is. Because he's going to have an opportunity for an extension coming up here, and so that's going to be something that is going to be very, very closely monitored. I can say with all confidence that the Grizzlies front office sees him and Ja as the cornerstones of this franchise going forward. So, whatever they can do to make sure that he's happy and they surround him and Ja with the best possible players, they're going to do it, because they see Jaren as being, along with Ja, the future of this team. And if Jaren continues his upward trajectory, is Jaren, 20? I don't even know if he's 21 yet. So there's certainly a lot, and even during the time he was injured, he grew into being a seven-footer. So he's still a growing boy and still a developing NBA player, and I think could be really fantastic.
Pete, do you need to take a break, take a shot? We'll just, we'll listen to it.
No, I just want me take a shot of what?
No, that's not you. No, I'm talking about the one on TPC Southland right now.
Well, let's see. I'm facing a 153 yard shot over water here at the 14th, and reflexively, if it goes into water, maybe something you need to hit that dump button. So we'll just hang with it. I put it out on 13. I parred, thank God. So. I'm just going to stand here in the shade for a few minutes.
Well, that's a knockdown 8-iron for you, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'll never forget the old CBS Golf Classic when they experimented with live mics on the golfers back in the late 60s. That didn't work out too well.
No. I would not be good with a live mic when I'm just out here playing around golf by myself.
Pete, did you ever find out from your Memphis area friends thinking about the Memphis Food and Wine Festival? Are you going?
Uh, Yeah, I mean, what I did is, I don't know what our preseason schedule is, but I went and I got the tickets because everybody's been telling me how great it is. And I was watching the video from 2019, and there's my buddy Isaiah Thomas with the Churlin Champagne, and he was here in 2019. So that gives me all the reason in the world to come see Isaiah, because Isaiah and I actually, it's crazy, we were at the playoff games for NBA TV together, and I said, Zeke, I just want you to, and we worked summer league together too for NBA TV. And I said, Zeke, I just want you to know, the first NBA game I ever did, you were the starting point guard for the Detroit Pistons at Sky Dome.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
before the Raptors were even in the league. So we're going back after the Pistons' second championship. My first ever NBA game, I was doing radio for the Detroit Pistons on a fill-in basis, and I did it at Sky Dome.
Wow.
So there's your Isaiah Thomas tribute. But in long-winded answer to your question, yeah, I did put down for tickets, and we'll see. Hopefully, I won't have a conflict that day, and we'll see.
So you had to get used to doing basketball in a dome, as I did a whole season in Seattle in the old refinished basement there.
Right, the old Tacoma Dome. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the other games that I had done a Pistons Spurs game in the Alamo Dome.
Okay.
That I do recall, but when I was with the Blazers, I think at that point they had moved into AT&T or SBC Center or whatever it was. I didn't. Maybe it's maybe two or three games I actually called in a dome proper. Now you want to talk about somebody's unfinished basement? How about the old King Dome?
Yes. I mean, it was unfinished even when Ken Griffey Jr. came to town. And guys like Jim Mailer, the big first baseman, would try to hit it out of the stratosphere, and he'd hit a piece of concrete upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Pranica with us. A second. Are you doing the Southern Heritage Classic again this year? I know you've done them in the years past.
The Southern Heritage Classic, I don't know what the TV arrangements are. I have been informed that it will not be on Bally Sports.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I've not seen any television information because I have done it for a number of years. And my agent inquired of Valley Sports, and they said, we are not carrying it. So to be determined. I've not heard about any television arrangements for that game.
You got
to
wonder who might be coming in because of, obviously Deion and Deion Sanders at one place and Eddie George at the other. So
Yeah, definite star power.
But that place will be packed. Well, it always is. I always say there's like 40,000, 50,000 people inside and 100,000 people outside.
Exactly.
Well, Pete, hit them straight. And Pete, I don't know which Pete I'm talking to right now. Pete,
I don't either.
Pete Pranica, thanks for joining us. As always, always fun catching up with you, man.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
And win the 19th hole today, Pete, if nothing else.
That's what I'm going for.
All right. Hey, thanks, Pete. Pete Pranica, he is the TV voice for the Memphis Grizzlies. I always win the 19th hole, Pete, but I always start like right after the 9th hole.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, it's kind of like my Swedish grandmother. She always believed that you started your meal with dessert.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Pete Weber with us till the top of the hour. Hey, you want to call and talk to Pete? Please do. 615-844-5600.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation.
Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's Greg Pug. John Burton's show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Coldwell, just hanging out. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, Pat and Cook running things. John off today. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Pete Weber, voice of the Predators, our guest co-host this hour. Let's you want to take a call or two, Pete?
Sure, sure. I want to talk with people and see if they watched the blast off of Jeff Bezos this morning.
Hmm.
Thrilling 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm
suborbital excursion.
I'm sort of nonplussed about billionaires flying themselves out into space. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, and it seemed to work without a problem at all.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I mean, so Bezos and Richard Branson, he beat him by what, 30 miles? Something like that? So,
yeah, I think they said Richard Branson, and this was not coming from the Bezos camp, was more subspace than Bezos was. But, hey, they all got to experience weightlessness, and that's something I definitely love to experience.
Me too, Pete. 615-844-5600, that gets you into the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Pete, my name is Steve Schmidto. My father, Larry, really
yes.
highly of you. He goes on and on about all the great stories you have. Now, were you with the Bisons when the Sounds played them in that playoff, like 20-something in a game?
Well, it was only 18, but Steve, yes, I was. Oh, okay. And I think I gave a copy of my broadcast of that game to your dad several years ago.
Okay. That was crazy. I know local guy Charlie Mitchell here. I think he
yes.
pitched 9 or 10 innings in that game. So it was weird. I remember I went into a concert at Starwood. I think it was, I forget who it was, John Cougar Mellencamp or something. I came back out, turned the radio back on, and I thought it was a replay of the game, but it was still going. Did y'all have a rain delay too? I know it
took we had forever. Rain, but I don't remember the crew coming out to cover the field at all. But
okay.
when you go that many innings, I mean, it was like 5 hours and 2 minutes in total. A night not to be forgotten. And yes, I've spoken about that game with Charlie Mitchell here on several occasions.
That's awesome. No, Buffalo's a great. It looks like they've supported the Blue Jays pretty well. Do you think that's a Major League Baseball town? You know Buffalo better than anybody.
I don't think the economics are there for that to work right now, unfortunately. But they did support the Blue Jays very well, and they have two more days of big league baseball there. And ironically, the Boston Red Sox are in town for this last series before the Jays go on the road, then return home to the Dome on the 30th of this month. But they're playing the Boston Red Sox, the team that edged out Buffalo for the final American League franchise prior to 1901.
1901?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm not holding a grudge.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, Buffalo's still pissed about that? What?
That just added on to the Tom Brady stuff.
I know I've heard Dad say that you said that calling baseball is the hardest sport to call just because there's so much downtime. I don't know how you do hockey with all those names and all the foreign names, but you do a heck of a job. You all love listening to you the last 20 years.
Thank you, Steven. I got to tell you, it was totally unintentional. I had no idea when I decided in college to major in modern languages, but how much that would help out in a future job.
I don't know how you do it. Y'all do a great job. I love listening to you.
Thank you, Steve.
Take care.
You know, Steve, hey, thanks for the call, Steve. You know, Pete, I wish we'd asked your Pete counterpart, Pete Pranica. We had the conversation about, you know, calling the games remotely. Mm-hmm. I found basketball a little easier because everything's contained.
Yeah.
You still don't get maybe, you know, the bench shots, the coach shots that you want, reaction shots or that, everything. But everything is right in front of you. So is hockey. When you're doing it remotely, though, where are the pratfalls?
When a director decides that I need to see when the action is going on the ice, close-ups of players' faces. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest ones. And when you think about all the sports that being done remotely right now, I think the most difficult is baseball, without any question, because of the lack of depth perception. You can't tell when you're not there how well a ball is hit, unless Vladdy Guerrero Jr. is hitting it, or Shohei Ohtani. But I think that makes it much more difficult there. I would say baseball is probably the most difficult, and I would think the easiest, at least as far as the pro level, likely to me would be the NFL.
Yeah. Easier than the NBA, you think?
Because
you only got 10 on the floor at one time, and everything's contained in your monitor.
Yeah, but don't ask me to do a preseason NFL game on TV where you're preparing for 160 players.
Yeah, well, we won't.
Thank you.
Pete, we need to take our last break. We'll be back and wrap it up with Pete Weber, voice of the Predators, right after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
I'm Bart Durham.
I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be partly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, the high 88. Partly cloudy tonight, low 68. Sunshine Wednesday, can't rule out a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm, the high 92. Utilizing the resources of the Willabug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Bernal.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Patton Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. John Burton will be back in tomorrow morning. Pete Weber, voice of the Predators, has been our guest co-host this hour. So, expansion draft, free agency. It's going to be a busy next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, and I think it's safe to say that David Poyle will have his cell phone on permanent charge because there's going to be an awful lot of information, just plain confidential chats going on between him and his counterparts around the league.
I know he had a press availability after the Ellis trade and was asked about a rebuild. The adjective in front of the rebuild, was it a, what did he say, controlled rebuild or a, not a rebuild per se?
Right.
And I don't see it that way either, because there's certainly, losing Arvidsson, losing Ellis, two keys to the core, we know that. However, you look at who's, we haven't even mentioned Tolvanen. Tomasino, right. People that are outside of the parameters of the expansion draft that aren't in this conversation for it, that are waiting in the wings.
Yes, that's for certain. And by the way, I just got an update. Pete Pranicki had a birdie on 15. So for those of you who are intrigued about that, he just texted me that.
Did he really?
Yes,
well,
he did.
Hey, there we go. Well, he needs to carry us around with him more often, right?
Yeah. Should I ask him if he wants to go back on the air again for his next round?
No, we're good.
Okay.
But certainly, a lot of this is making room for players who are ready to play. We saw the coming out of party of Carrier this year. Fabro, although he didn't get on the ice a lot in the postseason, but obviously, them protect him. He's the future there. And also, going forward, freeing up the money to sign Yossi and Ekholm going forward as well.
And Philip Forsberg will also be eligible for a new contract. And Fabro, you would think, with Ellis gone now, is going to get a much better chance to play.
So it'll be interesting the next few weeks. And it's league-wide, too, when you have the expansion draft and who they could protect. And
all the juggling you have to do, Greg, because of a flat cap. The general managers had the luxury of having a real good idea it was going to go up several million dollars from year to year. And that's just not the case now.
Will the TV help that? Of course, this coming year, I hadn't even talked to you about that. ABC, ESPN, and then also TNT involved as well. We'll have Shaq and Charles Barkley doing the games.
I can't wait for Charles Barkley. He loved it when he came here for the Cup final.
But, we hadn't even talked about that, how obviously ESPN, if it's part of their franchise, they will blow the heck out of it.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And TNT will do such a great job with their studio show. They've got some guy named Gretzky they've signed up for that on the hockey side. So I'm looking forward to that. And the other thing, too, is in terms of getting the cap up, hockey-related revenues. And there's going to be a Winter Classic with St. Louis and Minnesota on the 1st of January. And then February 26th, mm-hmm. though we still don't know if the schedule is going to include or not include NHL participation in the Winter Olympic Games, it's quite possible that Stadium Series game at Nissan Stadium will be the first game coming back, potentially, out of an Olympic break.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Do you favor the players in the Olympics or not? Because I don't like where it falls in the middle of the season.
That's the question for me, too. And not to mention the distance needed to be traveled. That, you know, for the guys to recover from that. I just remember how long it took me to recover. Maybe I'm recovered yet from the Predators' trip to Tokyo in 2000.
One of the worst things I've ever did in my life is not go on that trip.
That was tremendous. And just so you know, Teresa Walker from the Associated Press will be reporting on basketball games from the mm-hmm. very same arena the Predators and Penguins opened, Saitama Super Arena.
Wow. Yeah, we had Teresa on yesterday. Don't know the next couple. She's leaving today, as a matter of fact, yeah. to head out there. So, Pete, thanks for doing this. Always fun having
Thank
you on.
Thank you for asking. Yep. I'm glad yep. I'm able to do it.
Tell Claudia I texted you the Belcourt Theater, the Anthony Bourdain yes. documentary. I know we were talking about the other night at the Hall of Fame dinner. So, take her over there.
Will do.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Be good, Greg.
All right. Pete Weber at Pete Weber Sports. Just one of the best. Thank you for listening to that. Hey, John Burton will be back in here tomorrow morning. You got Plaster this afternoon at 2 to 4. You got Zach and Bruno and Ray. I'm not even going to do the Ray Doggy. But the John does the afternoon stretch 4 to 6. Braves baseball tonight, back in it tomorrow morning. We'll have Brad Powers and Coach Tom Hodges talk a little NBA game 6 tonight as well. Everybody, thank you for listening. Jim Rome next.